This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night was Sean Manaea was great from a Mets perspective, and the home runs were amazing. I mean, that's exactly what everybody in that building wanted to see from Pete Alonso, who is now becoming hot again, and he is doing it, and this bomb by Jesse Winker was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he just rips that. So, like, if you're at that game or sitting at home watching it like I was and you were, I mean, you're like, oh, my God, this literally is, like, now all of a sudden a team that has come of age and has really come together over the last 2 weeks. And maybe that two-week trip that they had, maybe it, you know, I don't know, solidified them, brought them together. I think they already were together. But yesterday was one of the, and I was talking to Fliegelman this morning.
Oh, were you? Fliegelman's wearing a Pete Alonso jersey.
Yes,
today.
Well, he was at the game yesterday. And I wanted to get his take on, you know, what it felt like to be a part of that and to see it up close and personal. My own personal feeling is this is one of the best games that they've played from a pitching standpoint, from a key batting standpoint. The entire lineup, I felt like, was a part of this. You know, from Marte to Iglesias to Lindor to Winker to Alonso. Everybody felt like you felt when you get that kind of balance in your lineup and you get that kind of pitching, I mean, they're going to be tough to beat. So the momentum clearly on their side, and the momentum can be, go only as far as tomorrow's pitchers or today's pitchers in this case. So, Quintana's a lefty. If he can recreate what Manaea did yesterday, it would be unbelievable, and then they would be on their way to the National League Championship Series, which it's so hard for me to even fathom.
Oh, believe it now, man, I know.
But compared to where we came from in May and June and early July.
Crazy, but believe it now, man. I mean, you're right. It's been one hell of a journey, and I think you and Fliegelman and I had the same thought. That's why I said one of the first things I said was last night I was watching the Mets be the better team. Now, you're right, baseball, day-to-day, you don't know, this and that. Up and down, but like I was watching that team yesterday beat up on the Phillies going, they're better than they are because they believe now they're back home. Their starting pitching has been amazing from top to bottom. Guys are clutch. And I know how talented the Phillies are, but this version of the Mets is better than they are and better than the Phillies are. They got to finish them off. They got to finish them off. At Citi Field, I heard Nick Castellanos after the game going, yeah, we got our backs up against the wall. Baseball's going to be over for us if we lose this game. And I'll tell you right now, the Mets don't want to go back to Philadelphia. Well, I mean,
I would be saying the same thing if I were him, and he's right.
Yeah, but, I mean, this team has proven, I mean, time and time again, that on the road, back up against the wall, they could do whatever. But, yeah, you prefer to not go back to Philadelphia.
I think the reason being is because they got Zach Wheeler, you know, on deck.
I know. That's the bigger point. Like, screw those Philly fans and Red October and all that nonsense. I mean, it's Zach Wheeler. That's the reason why you don't want to go back there.
The one thing, I don't know if you caught this yesterday, they were talking about the 86 team, about how they had to take care of business because they didn't want to go back to Houston to see Mike Scott.
They were talking about that
last night on the broadcast. Another other thing that I really liked about this broadcast last night, I know they're national broadcasters, and I know it's Adam Wainwright and A.J. Pierzynski, but I kind of like the folksiness of them. And
folksy, huh?
Yeah, and they're kind of easy about the game, and they do talk, and Pierzynski talks about the catcher and pitch selection and things like that. I kind of really like that. And I do like what they did when they showed the Phillies going through batting practice prior to the game, where they put the pitching machine in relation to the way that Sean Manaea pitches and how, they tried to recreate where the ball was coming from. And that's all analytics. You know what I mean? That all of that is analytics. And that was something.
Didn't work.
It didn't work. And I think it was AJ said it. He says, yeah, all those things are great to practice until the game actually starts. And then you get into the box and you see it for real. And it is a little different. And for Sean Manaea, the start of his life, the performance of his life, it came in a huge spot considering where he was the last couple of years and what he had faced when he had that meltdown in the fifth inning against the Phillies in the playoffs a few years back. So a little bit of vindication for him. And all I could say is that the Mets got it going on right now.